If you are a beginner or have been trail riding for at least 3 years but aren't advancing your skills or confidence, even though you're riding more or watching YouTube videos, then this free training is for you. First, I want to show you four common problems or signs that you're lacking confidence on the trails. First is the newbie trail rider, and this is when you're just afraid to ride a dirt bike because of what might happen. Whether you're afraid of getting whiskey throttle, or maybe you already have on your first or second ride, or you're scared that your front wheel is gonna wash out when you go around tight turns. This is the first stage of trail riding, and you want to keep going, but the fear of crashing and possibly getting hurt is holding you back. Number two is the nervous trail rider, and this is when you're intimidated by basic trails with hills and turns and some small obstacles. So you're probably slowing down for like steep hills. Or when you see tight trees or uneven terrain, you start to tense up and get nervous because you don't know if you can safely get around the corner or down that hill, or you just don't know what's around the next corner. You get anxious because you tend to assume that the next obstacle is going to be really challenging and you won't be able to do it, or you might crash. Number three is the fearful trail rider, and this is when you're seriously intimidated to ride because you might crash and get really injured, possibly again if you've had a previous injury. And this really kills your confidence because you don't feel like you can ride as fast as you used to, or keep up with faster riding friends, or do the fun, challenging trails that you want to. And number four is the locked out trail rider. And this is when you're lacking the confidence to do more challenging trails because you're unsure if you can do the whole trail without getting stuck or crashing or exhausted and not be able to finish and get back to your truck. Now, why is confidence so important when it comes to trail riding? Whether you're a complete beginner or a professional rider, confidence is extremely important. Take, for example, Eli Tomac, one of the best all-time supercross and motocross racers. But when he's not 100% comfortable with his bike setup or riding technique, he slows down because he's not confident in racing at 100% without crashing. But when he is 100% confident in his bike setup and riding ability, he's virtually unbeatable.
As Eli Tomac now blows that out of the water.
So, what does it mean to actually be confident on the trails? Well, it's when you can efficiently control your body and your bike on any terrain that you want to ride while using the least amount of energy without the fear of crashing and getting hurt because you feel that you are in control of the bike and the bike is not controlling you. And here's just a few practical reasons of why you would want to have more confidence. Reason number one is to increase your riding skill to prevent crashes and injuries. Because when you can ride more efficiently because of your skill on the bike, you can prevent sliding out or just crashing on the trail, and when you don't crash, you're a lot less likely to get hurt. Reason number two is to increase the enjoyment of trail riding with your family or your friends because you're not intimidated by a tall, powerful, or heavy dirt bike. When you're lacking confidence, you're not going to find trail riding enjoyable because you're getting exhausted or you're falling over. It just makes you really frustrated because you're using a lot more energy, you're possibly getting hurt, or you just can't keep up with your friends and family. Whereas if you do have the confidence, you can do the same trails, keep up with your faster riding friends, and just fully enjoy staying up on two wheels while reducing the risk. Reason number three is to increase your speed while riding with faster friends, or maybe you're racing. Because when you increase your skill and technique and confidence, this allows you to ride faster. Because when you're a beginner, you can twist the throttle to go faster, but if you're not properly using your body and controlling the bike, then you're a lot more likely to slide out because you're not efficient with the brakes or the throttle or staying balanced on the bike. But when you do have confidence, you can safely ride faster. Reason number four is you can ride more challenging trails because of your increase in skills and confidence. So if you want to ride trails that are really tight and or technical with rocks, maybe steeper hills, whether it's uphill or downhill, and getting over big logs, when you increase your skills because you're able to control the bike more with better balance and not slide out, keep able to keep your momentum up to get up hills or ride down hills without flying over the bars. When you have more confidence, you can enjoy those fun and challenging trails because you know you can do them without crashing or getting exhausted or getting stuck. Now, can you become a confident trail rider this year? Well, you're not going to go from a beginner to an expert level rider this year, but you can greatly increase your confidence and reach your next goal within the next 6 months if you follow a proven path. Because back when I had been riding for about 8 years, I finally got to go ride some real single track trails with some friends, and I thought I was a pretty good rider. I knew I wasn't an expert, but when they asked me to ride and I said yes, and they were a little bit concerned because I might get hurt, I was a little offended because I've been riding for so long. But when I actually went to those trails and rode them, I found out that they were tighter, more challenging, and steeper than I imagined, which led me to realize that I wasn't as confident as I thought I was, even though I had been already riding for 8+ years. And if you tried riding more, watching YouTube videos, and don't feel any more confident than you did a year ago, there's a chance that you're making one of these common mistakes that kill your confidence, which I'm going to show you in the next training video. So that's why you should click subscribe here and stay tuned for that next video or watch it right here. I'm Kelly Fager from Motocross Hideout. Learn more, ride more.